Okay, let's see what we've got here. In this episode of Snippets, we're going to be talking about, are you fucking kidding me? Another methylation-related gene? How many more of these do we have? Fine. Whatever happened to the more simple and completely inaccurate days of the past where we just looked at MTHFR? Honestly, make MTHFR great again.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the BHMT gene, which encodes for the enzyme betaine homocysteine methyltransferase, which plays a crucial role in the body's methylation cycle. This enzyme is predominantly found in the liver and kidneys, where it catalyzes an essential reaction in the methylation pathway. So the primary function of the BHMT enzyme is to facilitate the conversion of homocysteine into methionine, using betaine as the methyl donor. So betaine, which is derived from choline, donates one of its methyl groups to homocysteine, producing methionine and dimethylglycine. This reaction not only helps in recycling homocysteine, which is a toxic substance when accumulated, but it also supports the production of methionine, which is a vital amino acid for various metabolic functions. So methionine, once formed, is converted into SAMe, which is a critical compound in the methylation cycle. SAMe serves as a methyl donor in numerous methylation reactions that modify DNA, proteins, and lipids, which are essential for cellular regulation and response. It is also pivotal in the production of phosphatidylcholine by the PEMT enzyme, which is vital for cell membrane integrity and the processing of fats. And in case you forgot as well, the methylation cycle is pretty important for your health. So facilitated by enzymes like BHMT, methylation is integral to a lot of physiological and pathological processes. Proper functioning of this cycle is crucial for cardiovascular health as it helps to manage homocysteine levels, which when elevated are associated with increased risks of heart disease. We also know that methylation plays a significant role in neurological functions, influencing everything from neurotransmitter synthesis to brain cell membrane fluidity. By far the most well-researched BHMT SNP is the RS3733890. Its minor A allele encodes an enzyme that's been found to lower transformation of betaine to dimethylglycine. So anyone that's an A carrier that also has high folate levels will see lower transformation. Since BHMT helps recycle homocysteine into methionine, which is a precursor that's essential to the methyl donor SAMe, as we discussed previously, then lower activation of this enzyme can lead to decreased levels of SAMe, which in return can impair the methylation process, again, vital for DNA, protein, and neurotransmitter synthesis. In any case, some studies actually have mixed results because the effects may depend on other variants of other methylation pathway genes like MTHFR, MTR, or MTRR, which is a lovely way to say that there are plenty of genes that impact your methylation one way or another, and you shouldn't look at just one gene. Other variants of this gene include the C allele at SNP RS651852, which is associated with lower folate levels. So our brief exploration of the BHMT gene and its variants really sheds a light on the intricacies of the methylation process and its tremendous impact on health. The role of BHMT in managing homocysteine levels and supporting essential methylation reactions underscores the interconnectedness of genetics. As we uncover more about such genes, it becomes clear that looking at any single gene in isolation might really miss the broader picture. Understanding the cumulative effects of multiple genes is crucial for a holistic approach to health and to really understanding how your methylation system works. South Dakota actually has a methylation report that looks at all the genes related to methylation and then gives you a risk score based on these cumulative gene effects. But if you're also interested to look at them in a gene-by-gene basis, we also have reports for each individual gene. If you're interested in learning more about methylation genes, let me know. I've left a quiz for Spotify listeners, and if you're listening anywhere else, you can just shoot me an email at support@selfdecode.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Snippets, and please make sure to follow or subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or your platform of choice.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey all while helping to keep us ad-free.